Time now for your letters. Last week, we interviewed Tom Ricks at the Center for New American Security about the increase of U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan. This is what he said about sending in more NATO forces.
The NATO troops are really window dressing. What you're going to see, I think, is more NATO troops added, but we're not going to really ask them to do any heavy lifting.
A number of listeners say they were offended. Tanner Elton of Vancouver, British Columbia writes, "The contributions and sacrifice of Canada in Afghanistan cannot be characterized as window dressing. To date, 133 Canadian soldiers have died in Afghanistan, and Canada currently has approximately 2,500 soldiers in Kandahar, right in the center of the current insurgency. That surely qualifies as heavy lifting from a country with a population one-tenth the size of the United States." Mr. Elton, I think Mr. Ricks was talking about NATO troops to be added, not ones already there, and surely didn't mean to demean Canadian soldiers. In our story last week on the restaurant 105 Degrees, I said that opening a raw foods restaurant close to the Oklahoma City stockyards sounds about as promising as opening a kosher deli in Tehran. Shahala Butler of Huntingtown, Maryland, called the analogy tasteless and contributes to a stereotype of Iran as anti-Jewish, which is totally incorrect, and added, BTW, there are kosher restaurants in Tehran. In our research, we found an article from the New York Jewish Week in which a Tehran rabbi says that the city's 8,000 Jews support one kosher restaurant. I'd say that still means that opening a kosher restaurant there doesn't sound like a promising business plan. But many more people wrote in with their own analogies. Some of the best include as promising as opening a no-smoking section in Paris, a Hooters in Vatican City, a Best Buy in an Amish town, and, ouch, a trophy case in Wrigley Field. Finally, last week, I shared a remembrance of boxer Francisco Rodriguez, whose organs were donated to five people after he died of injuries sustained in the ring, the Reverend John Graham of Washington, D.C., formerly of the church in Chicago that Paco Rodriguez attended, wrote in to share this memory. If you knew him, you had to love him. He served as our lead acolyte for many years and as a junior counselor in our summer youth program. His voice trembled and his eyes were wet when he told me he had to give up his duties because boxing was taking more of his time. But any time you need me, Padre, just call, he said. My whole family is here for you. We welcome your thoughts. Go to NPR.org and click on Contact Us or post feedback in the comments section of each story. We're also on Twitter. I'm NPR Scott Simon, all one word. The rest of the Weekend Edition team is at NPR Weekend, all one word. You can also reach us on Facebook at facebook.com/NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.